we all go through those cycles where, you know, we want to grow our business or we want to take a new path in our business, but we feel that things are getting really stuck. I will really encourage you to start organizing your space. It has such a powerful effect on your mindset.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to episode 129 of Connect, Inspire, Create. I'm Carol Clegg, your host and mindset and accountability coach for midlife women entrepreneurs. Join me as we talk about a variety of topics on the show, from authentic entrepreneurial journeys to practical tips for your business journey. Expect nuggets of wisdom on growth mindset, motivation, and the power of mental fitness for overall happiness and your own well-being. Whether you're a frequent listener or joining me for the first time, I am really glad that you're here. So let's discover our unique rhythm for midlife entrepreneurship success while nurturing a balanced life. To my regular listeners, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your support and your reviews. And this is just what motivates me to keep this show going. So in today's episode, we are going to be covering topics like clutter, time management, and how to get out of that whirlwind of busyness. So I would love to introduce my guest today, Carolina Barreta, who is a business coach helping high-achieving female entrepreneurs up-level their business, increase their income, and gain more freedom. I think that's the word that a lot of us need in our lives. So welcome, Carolina. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Carol. It's a pleasure being here with you.
Yeah, I have a host of questions, but before we get into the business side of things, I just wanted to introduce you to my listeners. So Carolina is the founder of InStyle Home Organizing, a boutique high-end professional organizing firm in New Jersey, USA, if you're lucky enough to live in her geographical region. And she provides bespoke solutions to busy families, crafting practical and chic organizing systems that uplift and optimize your space. Her unique approach aims to alleviate the stress and elevate productivity, transforming your home and your office into productive spaces where efficiency meets style. So with that in mind, I know, Carolina, that you shared a few years ago, you left a high-stress corporate world and you dived into entrepreneurship. And your vision was for more family time and work fulfillment. But I believe this wasn't an easy journey amid grief and overwhelm, but it led to discovering ways to work smarter and not harder. And I would just love for you to give us a window into part of that journey.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess like as most of us, I decided to step into the entrepreneurial world because although I was having a very good and fulfilling career working in Manhattan, one day I realized that, I had too many hours of commute and not enough time with my daughters. Mm-hmm. And so my job was very stressful as well. So I decided to open a home organizing business and forget about corporate and take control of my time, my schedule, and you know, be able to be more present for my girls. I also take care of my mother. She lives with us, and I also wanted to be more time spend more time with her and be present, you know, at home. And so I was always very good at organizing spaces, and everyone complimented me for the way that my house always looked and how I organized things. And so I decided to take that skill and mm-hmm. make it into a business.
Your passion, that's something that comes naturally to you.
Exactly.
Lights the fire.
Exactly. And I took the leap of faith and I planned the business. My background in corporate was in sales and marketing. So, I had no trouble getting the business up and running. And within a couple of weeks, I was able to really be fully booked, which I remember the joy I felt,
This
is really working. It's, you right? know, I can really make my, my life of, doing something that I really love and I'm very good at. And so, in the beginning, things were going really well. I was working a lot, but I got to a point where, I realized that I was working a lot more than I wanted to. I kind of deviate myself from my initial goal of spending more time, having more time, freedom, more time and more freedom.
Right.
And, and I think it's a common problem we entrepreneurs have because, we don't have those huge budgets to hire a ton of people. And so, it's especially for solopreneurs, we have too many things to deal with. And so during the day, I was in sessions. And then in the evenings, I was taking care of, sending proposals and doing the bookkeeping and the weekends, the marketing. And at one point, I realized, I was really working a lot more than I was working when I was in corporate and, not having as much income and benefits. So, I really start wondering what's the point?
Right. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, as many of us, start doubting this, is this really going to work? It's, did I make the right decision? And one day I decided, that I needed to really make things different. I started working with a coach that really helped me shape my business in a completely different way that allowed me to, first of all, create a completely different mindset and start organizing my business in a way that I was a lot more streamlined, a lot more efficient. And one of the things I remember that I did extremely well that had a huge impact on my business was define my niche and started putting together unique packages that completely set me apart from the competition. And so I can start charging a lot more higher prices. And that was a game changer for me because, within a very few months, I was able to go, I remember from working 45, 50 hours a week to start working 30, 35 hours per week and making the same amount of money.
Wonderful.
So there were a few things that I changed in my business that had a huge impact. And so during that process, I remember my clients started to see all the changes that I was doing and the confidence that I had, making those, branding changes and systems changes and increasing prices. And a lot of the clients that I have are entrepreneurs. So they start asking me, what is that you're doing? Can you teach me? Can you show me? And that's how I transition and start doing not only space organizing and productivity consulting, but also entrepreneurial coaching, business coaching.
Right. And because you've walked that road. So you've walked the road, you've discovered it, you've been enlightened yourself. And, what better? You come from a base of knowledge, a base of power. But thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I mean, I think that's going to resonate with so many people because you do. You either don't step out because you're overwhelmed with all that might lay ahead of you. And so therefore you hang on to the corporate job and think, well, I'll never do this. But for you, you had that sweet taste of success. Mm-hmm. And then it just spiraled into, So I know you have this Facebook group to help support your clients and your community. And one of the areas that you talk about inspiring them within that group is on time management and organization. And I know, just as we've said, there are so many female entrepreneurs, myself included, that we get caught up in this whirlwind of busyness. So I would love it if you could share some real sort of down-to-earth strategies that can help us shift our focus towards these income-generating activities and break away from the cycle of busy, 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 and let's make progress that we can see, that we can track. So
yes,
over to you. What would you tell us we need to be doing?
So I think what we needed to be doing more, and in my experience, I've noticed most entrepreneurs are not, is starting to plan ahead and trying to shift our mindset and our activities from an emergency mode to a more proactive mode of operating. And planning ahead is the one thing that helps us to do that. And the one thing that will allow us as busy entrepreneurs who are handling many priorities and things in our daily schedule is to take the time to plan the day before, either at the end of the day or before going to bed, whenever you have a time, you know, ideally before you leave your desk. Plan your priorities for the next day. You know, decide what is the one thing that you need to really tackle on the following day that will really move the needle. Because we normally get caught on to doing small little things that are not necessarily the ones that are going to have the biggest impact. But when we take the time to plan the day before, then that's, you know, that's a reminder of when we need, where we need to really put us our focus on. And then try to follow, you know, the 80-20 rule, you know, spend 80% of your time on the 20% of the tasks that are really going to make a big difference. One of the things that I encourage my clients to do is to start thinking about consuming less. One of the problems that we have, and when I say consuming less, I'm referring to physical products and informational products. That is, we are currently having a problem right now where we are bombarded with stuff, which is great because it really can enhance us, you know, our lives in terms of our, you know, lifestyle or quality life. But in terms of information as well, you know, we buy all these many books and we get all these great resources and we take all these courses and all of that is wonderful. However, when we make the decision to consume something new, we need to think if we have the capacity in our time to deal with that. Because if we don't, then we're going to be creating more overwhelm and more stress. And then the other resource that I always give my clients, that I really encourage my clients to do more of, is start batching, find ways of batching your work. And a great way to do that is start by designing your ideal work week. And I know, Carl, you talk a lot about this, you know, in your podcast and with your clients. You know, find ways where you know that, for example, for me, I do coaching clients on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the afternoon and organizing clients on Fridays and on Thursdays. And then Mondays is all about, it's all about planning.
I love that. Yeah, it's just because you know ahead of time kind of what your week looks like. Yes, you can allow some space and stuff happens and sometimes it's not, but you can go to sleep at night kind of knowing what the next day is bringing for you. So what state of mind you need to be in. So I couldn't agree with you more on the batching. I think that's such a useful tool. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, no, and I just, yeah, all these other, the capacity for consumption, because we're all hungry to keep learning and to bring more in, you know, and thinking it'll help us serve our clients better. It'll help us do our job better. It'll help us be a better coach or better entrepreneur. But you're so correct. There's only so much you can consume. And yes, learning keeps us going and it's good for us, but we can't do it consistently. And it's so true. We're completely bombarded and overwhelmed with so much stuff that's out there.
Yes.
So listeners, there you go. Think about it. Find that space to plan the next day. So be it, as you say, as you wrap up your day or before you go to bed at night, because that too, to me, brings in a peaceful night's sleep.
Yes.
You know what you've got going, and we need to fill our own tanks and take care of ourselves to be able to offer more and to pour into clients. Carolina, I know we talk about clutter because that's what you are able to help people with, you know, that clutter in our physical spaces as entrepreneurs affects us. It affects our productivity and our ability to focus on our goals. So when it comes to physical clutter, can you dive in how the state of our work environment truly impacts our productivity and how do we stay on track with these business goals? I know that you're going to share, you know, what about your workspace? How does that look? But it can make a difference in our journey as entrepreneurs.
It does. It does make a huge, huge difference. Actually, organization and or the lack of and clutter has a much deeper impact in our life and in our entrepreneurial journey than what we realized. You know, most people know that, you know, the most obvious impact is that when we have a clear space, we're not really as productive. And when we have things all over the place, you know, our stress levels go up. And, you know, those are the two obvious things that are really related to clutter and organization. But I've discovered in my journey as professional organizer that clutter has a much deeper impact in ourselves. And one of those things is our mindset. You know, when we live in a space full of things and when we are not really organized in our space, that starts taking a toll in our mindset. And we all know that mindset is the one key thing that will all either make us succeed or fail as entrepreneurs. We don't normally realize this, but our environment has such a powerful influence in the way we feel and in the way we act. It has such a powerful impact. You know, on one hand, when we don't feel organized and when we have things all over the place, we might think that, you know, that's not a priority. You know, my priority now is taking care of this goal and, you know, close more sales and make sure my clients get this and that. When we are not organized, we know that we're not doing things to our best. We start not feeling confident because when our space is disorganized, we have a hard time finding things. We have a hard time focusing. You know, we have a hard time getting inspired and getting better ideas. And all those things really start impacting the way we perceive ourselves. And that is very dangerous for us as entrepreneurs because we need to really be in our best mindset in order to be able to maintain and take our business to the next level. So I really encourage all the listeners, every time that we feel that we are kind of stuck in our business, you know, like when we all go through those cycles where, you know, we want to grow our business or we want to take a new path in our business, but we feel that things are getting really stuck. I will really encourage you to start organizing your space. It has such a powerful effect on your mindset. You will start, you know, working a lot better in your executive functioning, you know, your capacity to plan ahead, to really focus a lot better, you know, to your capacity to meet goals. And when we do it in with our physical things, that start creating new pathways in our brain. And all that information that we are that is scattered in our mind starts subconsciously start finding ways to organize itself. It's a really amazing process. So yeah, organization is something that I think we need to take a lot more seriously as entrepreneurs.
Yeah, not realizing the ramifications of the far-reaching effects. I mean, what do you suggest? Do you say to people, clean up your desk area or your work area when you finish at the end of the day? For me, I know when I come in, I make sure that I put everything away and then just what I'm going to work with. And you know, I love the sort of the black and white and the clear open spaces. And I hear what you're saying because you need to know where things are, but you also feel more peaceful if you know. So what do? Do you clean up in the evening when you finish today, or do you do it in the morning before you start? So
either or. I normally do it in the morning. I would love to do it in the evening. That would be ideal. But sometimes we don't have the time to do it at the end of the day. And I will make sure. But so if I didn't do it at the end of the day, then I will make sure I do it first thing in the morning.
But yeah. So, well, there've been some fantastic just inspiration and realizing just the importance of how we can focus on things and clear up some clutter and get away from the busyness. Carolina, if I had to ask you, if our listeners kind of skim through this episode, what is one thing that you would love for them to just walk away with and go, you can do this. This is something you should try.
Yes. I encourage to all of your listeners to start to make organization and decluttering more of a habit and start slowly. A lot of times we feel that we have to, you know, organize everything at once. When you start slowly, it's better. And, you know, it's to choose progress over perfection,
right,
as usual. But that would be the one thing, you know, start embracing organization, space organization more.
Yeah. So listeners, I hope that you're going to give this a try and start with the baby steps. I say that in so many things that we do. Now you start with that, it gives you the confidence and you start reaping the benefits. So then you go, I want more. I want more of that. And so with that, wanting more of that, where do people find you? What next project have you got that you're excited about? I'd love to know what's next for you and your clients.
Sure. So something that I'm working on that I'm going to bring to my clients that we close 2023, hopefully by Q4 this year, I will start offering VIP sessions, which are 1-day intensives. My program the program that I offer, it's either a 3-month coaching program or 6 months, but I will start offering VIP days that are a great way to get amazing results in a very short period of time. So I invite the listeners to connect with me in my Facebook group, as you mentioned, because I will be sharing more information about that in the coming weeks.
Sounds wonderful and so exciting. And for listeners to just know, I will have a link to the Facebook group and to Carolina's website, and you'll want to connect with her on LinkedIn, my favorite platform as well for business owners. But within her Facebook group, she also will be sharing with you tools and techniques for so many things. The mindset shift that we've been talking about, which is critical, authentic branding, niche strategy, high-end sales and pricing, and then, of course, time management and organization. So make sure to check out the Facebook group, and you'll find support in all of these areas. Connect with Carolina on LinkedIn. The links will certainly be in the show notes. So to everybody, thank you for listening. If you have found some nuggets of wisdom in our conversation today, I invite you to share this episode wherever you like to share your content. If you'd like to find other resources, tools, and tips for your solopreneur journey, stop by my resource page at carolclegg.com and make sure to check out all the links above in the show notes to connect with Carolina and to find out what she's up to and where she is going next. In my role as a coach, I partner with women solopreneurs in midlife to cultivate business balance and establish realistic goals with effective accountability structure. And I do this with the life-changing mindset tools from the Powerful Positive Intelligence Program. So feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. I am here to support you on your well-being journey. I encourage you this week to embrace your own way of connecting, inspiring, or creating, and let it bring a sense of joy into your world. Carolina, thank you for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, Carol. Thank you for having me.